This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about barriers to medical care. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. I'm sure you've had your vision checked at some point, maybe your hearing, but smell tends to be a sense we neglect, one that perhaps we don't appreciate until it diminishes or disappears. During the pandemic, millions of people experienced smell loss when they had COVID-19. For some, that loss was permanent. But many experts believe that smell loss could be a warning sign for other illnesses, and they advocate for regular screenings. Nicole Curry recently attended a conference where smell experts were making that case.
Smell and taste testing for all. The slogan is printed on a brightly colored poster board. It's the first thing I see when I walk into the conference, where about 50 researchers, physicians, and patients have come together. Patients like Katie Boateng. Katie noticed a loss of smell in 2009 when she was eating a bowl of cereal at her kitchen table.
And I was sitting there having my breakfast, and one of my roommates started spraying cleaning bleach spray on the table, and I thought, hey, like, why are you doing that?
But then Katie noticed something even more concerning.
Wait a second, I actually don't smell that. And that's when I started to realize that maybe I hadn't had a sense of smell for a while.
Alarmed, Katie ran around the apartment, looking for things that usually give off a strong scent.
Sniffing the garbage can, opening cupboards, trying to smell things in the pantry, opening up gross old shared apartment Tupperwares, and not getting anything. And so that's the day that I realized that I couldn't smell anymore.
Katie learned that she had anosmia, smell loss. She thinks it started after she had a cold. Soon, she began to experience side effects. She was anxious. She constantly worried about having body odor and took multiple showers a day. She threw away leftovers out of fear because one time she got very sick from eating food that had gone bad. Katie also gained 20 pounds in 1 year.
2009 is actually the heaviest I've ever weighed. And so I know that it had a huge effect on my diet because I was eating a lot of fast food.
That's because food no longer tasted the same. She could only recognize the most basic tastes, like salty, sweet, and bitter. All the nuance was gone. That's because our impression of flavor depends on taste and aroma. So in a way, Katie was looking for that full and embodied flavor in food.
Chasing the sensation of like fat, salt, and trying to get something from my food.
Even after seeing a trail of doctors, her sense of smell hasn't returned. But Katie has learned to deal with her anxiety around this. Katie's story paints a picture of what it's like to lose a sense that some people take for granted and the problems that follow. But sometimes, instead of smell loss leading to anxiety or poor diet, physicians and researchers say that smell loss can be an early warning sign that something is wrong.
I'm thinking of a smell test more like a thermometer. A thermometer is used to detect if you have changes in temperature. And if you have a fever, you know that there is something wrong, but you don't have a specific diagnostic label connected to it.
This is Valentina Parma. She's a psychologist and the assistant director of the Monell Chemical Senses Center.
Smell loss is a sentinel of many other different pathologies, from mental health, nutritional health, the brain health. There's a broad spectrum of disorders that connect with it.
Issues like Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, traumatic brain injury, and Parkinson's disease.
Over 90% of people that have early stage Parkinson's disease have demonstrable loss, but around 20-25% are only aware of it.
That's Richard Doughty. He's the director of the Smell and Taste Center at the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. People who are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease report loss of smell up to 10 years before their diagnosis and before physical symptoms manifest. Richard argues that if physicians were to catch smell loss early through screening, patients would be more likely to benefit from early intervention treatments if they show to have a degenerative illness like Parkinson's. Richard says testing people's sense of smell could also prevent safety hazards, especially since research literature shows that a quarter of people who have a diminished sense of smell are not even aware of it.
A person who has lost smell needs to be aware of spoiled food, of dangerous environments, of fire, and they need to take special precautions. And indeed, a number of people die in accidental gas poisonings because they can't smell. And in the elderly, a disproportionate number die in accidental gas poisoning as well. So there are reasons to know, to be aware of how much function you have.
But Valentina says barriers get in the way of routine smell testing.
Money, time, and awareness.
The first two barriers sort of work together because time is money. In terms of the process, Valentina says fitting smell tests into a doctor's appointment is a challenge. The test can take up to 12 minutes to complete.
When you talk to clinicians, primary care providers, even specialized clinicians like ear, nose, and throat specialists, they don't have the time to add extra tests.
But even if a doctor takes the time to administer the test, there is no real financial incentive to use it, which brings us to the second barrier, money. In many cases, smell tests are not reimbursed by health insurance.
Most people who are offering the smell tests don't even put in the code for administering and evaluating the smell test because the likelihood of it getting reimbursed is so low.
This is Jeb Justice. He's an ear, nose, and throat doctor and the co-director at the University of Florida Clinic for Smell and Taste Disorders. He says his clinic just pays for the test.
We eat the costs. You know, it's not like $100 a test. I think the tests are like $40 a piece. But, you know, if you add up seeing hundreds of patients and hundreds of those tests over the course of the year, you know, it adds up over time.
The third hurdle is awareness. Smell tends to be a neglected sense that we consider less important until it's compromised or gone. COVID-19 brought some awareness to smell loss and how little health professionals know about the olfactory system. But still, people like Richard Doughty, who have been in the field for decades, are not getting their hopes up just yet.
I think it's going to be a long haul, frankly. And the more that representatives of Congress or senators and others can be informed of the problems that are associated with these disorders, with smell and taste problems, and that there really needs to be reimbursement, there needs to be interest.
That story was reported by Nicole Curry.